A scientist at Sandia National Laboratory in Albuquerque could also hear the persistent sound himself, and it became known as the Taos hum. But the scientist was not able to record it, even though he could hear it with his ears. Then people in Victoria, Vancouver, Canada, Taiwan, a dozen American states, including Kokomo, Indiana, also reported irritating low-frequency hums that kept them awake. And by 2006, New Zealand joined the list of these hum-infected sites, and there was an engineer there, PhD, named Tom Moir. He managed to record the mysterious low-pulsing sound in Auckland, New Zealand. Dr. Moir from Auckland's Massey University Institute of Information and Mathematical Sciences told reporters, quote, "People are deeply troubled by this sound. It is really quite a major thing in their life." What follows are three different hums. The first is Dr. Moir's recording of the very low but penetrating Auckland, New Zealand hum in 2006. Listen closely now.
And here is a recording of the early 1990s Taos hum. And next is a recent recording of a sound coming from a U.S. Steel Corporation mill on Zug Island, Michigan, that some say is the same buzzing humming that has kept people awake in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, for the past 2 years. Zug Island is south of Detroit, opposite Windsor on the American side of the Detroit River. So far, no one has answered what changed at U.S. Steel that would cause so many people on both sides of the river to report hearing a low-pitched sound that was not there before 2010. The following audio was recorded by a video camera near one of the U.S. Steel Corporation plants on Zug Island during the day of September 19, 2011, by a member of the Windsor City Council. It was sent to me by Gary Gross, IT administrator and founder of the Windsor-Essex County Hum Facebook group. He talks to me after this brief recording.
Last going on 2 years now, we have had a particular noise issue where it sounds like a pulsing bass sound. That is the issue that we have brought to the attention of the authorities. This is something that we hear every day, and it tends to grow in intensity throughout the week. We're able to hear this, so this is not something that is infrasonic. The human ear can hear it. One of the things that we've been able to do with some audio engineers is actually be able to analyze the frequencies. There is a specific frequency that peaks at every hum. So in other words, let's say that typical industrial noise operates on a consistent level. We are able to actually look at that and say, and I'm not giving you exact numbers, but let's say it operates at about 56 hertz. We're able to take a look at that, and then we're able to filter that out. And then we're able to isolate the frequencies that we're hearing with the hum. And what we've noticed was that the pulsing that we're seeing operates anywhere from 34 hertz up to 50 hertz. So this hum is unique in its spectrum. I think the one particular evening that I can recall it getting to the point where I actually had to leave the house to investigate was probably last summer, where in the middle of the night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the bass humming sound started up, and I got out of the house, went into my car, and actually drove around an area that I believed the sound was originating from.
What was that, and what did you find?
The furthest that I could go landed me in front of what is known in Windsor as the Brighton Beach Power Plant. Now, you got to understand that the Brighton Beach Power Plant sits on the edge of the Windsor-Detroit River. So I couldn't go any further. But I could tell that it was in that area. But it didn't seem as if it was originating from the power plant. It seemed like it was coming from across the river.
Have you explored the river and gone over to the other side?
What I have done is I've driven around. If you drive along Interstate 75, you can get a very big view on the American side. And it's full of industry.
And the power company on the Windsor side, did you go there and inquire about whether anything changed in the last 2 years that might explain this hum sound?
Right. Well, as you know, you just can't walk up to power plant, especially after 911, knock on the front door and then, you know, ask questions. So at that point, we decided that we would engage the Ministry of Environment in the province of Ontario, and we voiced our complaints there. The ministry is aware of the problem. They know, they have heard it for themselves. One of the employees who lives in the Windsor West area is affected by it, so they're well aware that this is a very real issue. And of course, that gives credibility to the issue. Now, they've been investigating, but they haven't really quite told us what they have and what they haven't investigated. After their original investigation was completed, they concluded that it is not industry. You have to kind of read between the lines because the Ministry of Environment is only concerned really about Canadian industry. And so when the report came back to us that it's not Canadian industry or that it's not industry-based, what they really meant was that it's not a Canadian industry. The area across from us, they have brought a couple of old steel plants online as of 2 years ago, which is when really we started first hearing this, and they have ramped up production. That's what's being reported to us. So that's our first thing. We have to look at the obvious, that these plants have ramped up, and also they have retrofitted some of their facilities. We even took a look at using Google Maps, satellite images, and we have noticed significant change in even their venting. There are massive fans over in that area, some of them measuring approximately 40 feet, others 30 feet. There are banks of anywhere between 2 and 6 fans that are approximately 20 feet across. So that's a lot of power coming through that area. To create that much of a noise requires a lot of energy. I mean, a lot of energy is being dissipated into the air. So when you kind of take a look at those couple of things, the first thing you want to say is, okay, there's something happening over there. And so I think most of the people feel that it is industrial. You may or may not know that we've decided to use that same Google map. We've published it to the public, and anyone who hears a hum, they can actually map their location and the general direction they can hear the noise coming from. And what we have found was that the majority of people are hearing it not only come from the same direction, but also the lines seem to cross at that particular area.
Where the steel plant has ramped up.
Yes, come back online.
Industry in Windsor does not explain a mysterious humming sound in Woodland, County Durham, England.
Exactly. When I heard about Woodland, I went to Google Maps, and I brought up the area. When I looked at Woodland, I said, well, hold on a second. There's an industrial fan here, and it's about 40 feet. So I wonder if maybe what we're seeing here is industry putting in these high-powered fans. And maybe what we're really seeing is a technology that may be the root of a lot of our issues.
What about underground installations, known or unknown?
We're not aware of any underground installations, whether they be military or civilian. We're not aware of that. The Windsor Salt Mine does extend for many miles throughout Essex County. We are not aware they are drilling on the U.S. side. But we have had a couple reports, even in the salt mines, that they can hear it down in the mines as well.